for the first time from Studio BR, short for Broadway Bowl. Holy cow, it's a Friday night. We haven't done a Friday night or Saturday night podcast in years, and there's a reason for that. But we're starting at 9 p.m. from Broadway Bowl, halfway through the playoffs. Welcome to Rooftop Sessions, the occasional podcast about Bowl Portland. It's a show where we have some special, special guests. We have the Karma MVP of Kids Are Alright, Fisher Price. Say hello. Yell hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right. I don't know if you can hear her. She's just kind of checking it out right now. And from Team of the Year, Rubbies was here momentarily, but apparently we scared him off.
He'll be back.
But listen, I'm surrounded by winners. I'm surrounded by winners of the playoffs, okay? I'm going to count Rubbies, Team of the Year. Well done. Well done. From Bear, they won 9-1 over, I can't believe it's not Gutter. The Sticky Fingers.
Can't believe it wasn't a shutout.
Who was the MVP? who was the MVP of your...
Definitely not me.
I know.
Definitely
that.
Not
I knew
me.
It wouldn't be you, yes. but who was it for real?
Another
Marbles, another Mac and Roll.
The old Johnny Mac special?
Johnny, well, it was everybody again. They all just kind of like held their own in that one.
There you go.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Definitely.
We're also joined by our founder and commissioner who fucking should have lost four times last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is stressful.
Listen to this. If you're Carl Hungus and you roll a 117 to open the playoffs and go down 3-2 to OC, how, on a scale of 1 to a million, how much have you lost your mind?
Yeah, well.
Pushing a million?
It was pushing a million.
Yeah.
I think I said at one point I quit.
To myself. Oh yeah, okay.
And then glory hole. It's like more shots. But the shots were not helping. But
OC
team,
had
our teammates
on the ropes.
Were
OC had you on the ropes.
And OC helped a little.
And
bit.
They had you on the ropes.
Yeah.
And then in game two, they opened 7 of their last 8 frames, and you guys came and stole 3 points in game two to tie it up at 5. You could have lost in 2 instead. You're moving on.
We were dead in 2. And it was, that's a rematch of the 2011 finals, and we bowled like 2011 scores, basically. But the difference now is we have Urban Legend and then Scotty Too Hotty, and then the top score of the night for us in that last game.
It was Red.
Red Turkey.
193.
Red saved the day.
That Scotty Too Hotty 4 straight was sweet.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Well, and he bounced back because he had the strike, and then he got that stone 8 where he was getting ready, and then he just put him away.
Yeah.
That was
quick Bopo trivia. 2011 finals rematch, this OC beer match. Do you know who won that one? There, Bastion. 2011 finals was won by whom?
That one was OC, correct?
OC is correct.
8-7, the first season of Bopo at Bay Sebel.
There you go. Not everyone won, though. When you play the Bayside Tigers, and they roll a 798, and then they rolled like a 740.
Yeah.
And they didn't even have Cousin It because he wasn't feeling well, so they had Grumpy, their taxi squad guy, just come in and roll like 185. But they also had a bowler who I didn't know, so I'm going to play a quick round of Lady or Dude from the Bayside Tigers, Yo-Yo.
I should add, it's a new name.
Yes. Yep.
This bowler has
a previous name and has been rebranded. Yo-Yo.
I got Dude.
I'm going to go Lady. Bounce it out.
Yo-Yo is a dude. Formerly Good Roll.
Yep.
He is now Yo-Yo. He rolled a 191 against us. Crazy Train goes 257.
Yeah.
Flat lines in the low twos. It's like...
Well, you guys actually bowled pretty well.
We rolled
Bobby Blue Beetle was picking up every weird spare.
Rolled like a 650 and lost by 140 pins.
Bull Murray
shot a 185. 185 for Bull Murray.
Hell yeah.
Hells to the yes, right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we bowled well, and we got crushed. I am actually even more bullish about those Bayside Tigers after that experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were nasty.
They look like a winning team, in A?
Well, they look like a very good bowling team. Okay. And I'm not sure Bopo influences them. I just think they come in and they just bowl, and they're good. and I think they're cool with that. I mean, it influences like Flatline and Casper more, maybe Britt, yeah. But the other guys, I don't think so that much. So,
well,
you know, we shall see though.
Let's see when they're playing, like if they face like one of the teams they're like worried about, like a Saucy or somebody they think about. I don't know if they even play
them. And then they have to decide. That would be in the finals. Yeah. But not everyone won or lost so far. It's Friday night. And here we are.
Yeah, this is special.
The kids are all right, awaiting their opening match. They're going to do it on Sunday morning now. Sunday evening. Even better, yeah. Oh, I'm going to go there. I'm going to little house balls.
Break down your nerves all day.
All right, so what happened? I thought you were going to be Thursday, then you tried to move to Tuesday, then you moved back to Thursday, and then there was a blizzard. So tell me what happened.
I guess full timeline of events is Tuesday, and this is more of a personal life thing for me, because of the storm, we moved back all of the events at USM, all the sporting events, to Tuesday, which means, you know, it's kind of all hands on deck. Let's get these games in and done before the storm.
Boys of the Huskies had work to do at his regular job.
Fucking doing our best over there. Doubleheader, but a lot of fun. Obviously so much fun there, but can't make it happen. You know, Charlie graciously offered teams to, you know, come bowl Tuesday. You know, don't even screw around with Thursday in case something happens, which I thought was very wise, but with Yoden doing mechanic stuff and me, you know, away, and you know, it was hard to ask everybody 2 hours before to come do it, but I would have if I could have.
Yep.
Fast forward, you know, we're thinking Thursday late. There's rumors, whispers of a one session Thursday, which sounds great. I'd love to come in, bowl on early on fresh oil. That sounds, you know, that sounds right up my alley, you know. Pun intended. Boom. So, you know, we get to like 3:30, Hungus reaches out and it's like, hey, you know, these guys are begging me to reschedule. And then, you know, I get it. I've definitely, you know, lived in Maine.
Where are these guys from?
Have you ever heard of a place called Hartford, Maine? I didn't know it was a real city or a real town. Okay. But apparently, there's a Hartford, Maine.
And that's like,
I guess it's
up in the snow.
I guess they get snowed in there. And then, and then Raymond.
Yeah.
Yeah, Raymond would have sucked.
And then, there was one person in Gorham who had a tree fall in her driveway, and according to the text, her man was out of town who was going to, so she couldn't, I guess, I don't know. I guess she doesn't chainsaw? I don't know.
Classic.
I mean, very sexist, you know,
classic.
I
thought. Yeah,
come on now. All right, so you're going to bowl on Sunday.
Yeah, you know,
Do you feel bad about that? I mean, it sounds like that's very kind of you.
I think it's pretty cool.
I am excited to bowl on Sunday. Unfortunately, you know, due to people making plans months in advance, we're going to be grouchless on Sunday. So it is going to be, you know, a bit of a skeleton crew, but just as graciously as Charlie offered to let them bowl Sunday, he's going to let us bowl with five.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So,
that
you
makes
know,
sense.
It all balances out in the end. I'm excited about it, you know. We're all, for better or worse, we're all on Facebook, right? And that's true. And
I rely on other people to relay me Facebook messages when it's time to sign up for draft league and things like that.
Yeah, I definitely think that they could have been a little speedier about the process. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. Everyone has individual lives, but you know, I'm
you're the showcase game though.
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
You know,
you're the only game in town Sunday night.
The kids still showed up Thursday night. We had a blast at the bar, hanging out, watching teams bowl. My biggest regret about the whole thing is that I won't get to bowl next to OC Beer, because that was, you know, as somebody new to this and like seeing the history of BoPo, like that would have been cool.
Yeah, well, I did put on a bit of a show.
Yeah.
You know, the person I feel bad for Gator. From last night. because I'm serious when I say this. I think he rolled his first frame and it was a perfect effing ball, and he left the corner pin and he missed it.
Yep.
And I think that like took him off the rails. I think if that one struck, he's rolling like a lot higher score, like 80 pins higher type score. Like I think he just it fell off the rails.
I like to think that if I didn't split four of my first five, I might have bowled
better. Seven split, nine miss.
They were
split,
actually
seven split.
The exact same seven,
have
even
you
though I changed
an adjustment.
I did. I changed balls, and then I got it, and then I changed lines, and I got it. So it was fascinating. I just could not do it. Holy no, shit. For me, I was throwing them too deep, and they were washing out.
I'll
whatever.
Gator,
My Gator Shovers.
Yes, those are sweet.
Yeah.
Judge.
Yeah, it's hard to get like energy going when you're sucking. I mean, that was what I learned. I'm not usually a leadoff guy, but I do also know that this year.
You are the leadoff guy there. You're the role.
I am now.
Player. You're the number three.
But I haven't been that in a while, so like I hadn't bowled in the leadoff position much.
And gotcha.
That's where you've got to create energy, but when you throw four splits, you're like, you're creating a really negative energy for the team.
Who's the best leadoff bowler on the Kids Draw, right?
I would say we've kind of thrown everybody into that. Probably her or Grouch,
Her being who?
Fisher-Price.
Fisher-Price or Grouch.
Yeah,
all right.
We've,
what about on Bear?
Me.
Yeah, you're that guy.
Okay, you know, marbles, but like I like to like kind of start the tone, get the energy going, and then flow through. Merrill does well, or Macron does well, the acquisition.
Awesome.
It's all about like building the momentum.
I'm with you. Yeah. When Jess Jerry shows, he's the lead off.
Yeah.
But that was a good two, pushing 3 weeks this year. So outside of that, we usually want Bobby Blue Beetle. And that was always good too. But Jerry always brought the good energy to lead. So who was your normal leadoff then?
Sky Chihati.
Oh, okay.
But after seeing him
he
in
brought
that
the
10th
energy
frame,
as the anchor.
I can't, now I just gotta suck it up and get better because I need him in the 10th frame to close. That was that was awesome to watch.
Yeah, Sky Chihati with a four bagger. That was a sealed total. Alright, when we come back, we're gonna look at the A bracket. Alrighty.
South Portland goes to bed early.
South Portland goes to bed early, but not Sessions. Alright. Let's look at the A bracket. We're going to go down the left side to start. Bayside Tigers will play Turkey Club. Hexies Hooligans had the week off, and they get Bingas, who took three games to beat the Sultans. Waste Management had the week off and will play Sons of Danarchy, who beat their brethren in the Average Bros. And Guns of Brighton are off a bye, will now get LOS. Ouch.
All late.
So the A Tuesday matches are all late. The B Tuesday matches are all early. All right. Bayside Tigers, Turkey Club, Hexies Hooligans, Bengas. A lot of you guys were on Bengas earlier. Still on Bengas now?
Yeah, they had the similar situation as us where they didn't bowl that well and they had to overcome a lot of crap and they pulled it out. I think that usually helps.
And then
the same situation. Hexies, they're good, but now they're like, I think it's harder to be a favorite right about now. Like, you just put more pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
We'll see. Bingus has, Bingus could go either way. You never know what's going to happen. If they start struggling, they can chirp at each other. But Gutter Boy finished with like a 250 something and just looked like classic vintage Gutter Boy.
But that's why I'm all in on the Bayside Tigers.
Yeah.
Crazy Train is super good.
Bowled too early. Like, I mean, he is a great bowler.
They were all awesome. I was like, this is a nasty team. I'm a Bayside Tiger guy all the way.
I think Turkey Club takes him out.
Whoa!
I really do.
Oh, no way!
I think Ripcord is not... He doesn't like that he didn't get top dog. And I think he's gonna like... That's gonna be his motivation, fuel through there. And Roadhouse, an animal. Bora's like keeps winning championships. I like the club in there.
I would be stunned.
Yeah. Prepare to be stunned.
I guess so.
Lock,
now you're gonna make me want to come on Tuesday to fucking watch this shit, dude.
Yeah.
God, I wanted a night off.
Hard sell.
Yeah. Where are you in this bracket? Top left.
Club.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
And you?
I don't know. I'm very, hard to beat Buck in the playoffs, no? It's not just, doesn't just show up and something you just show up and do, I think, very easily. But.
Yeah, they've been there before. Like, they got busted.
But that is one hell of a
I would take Tigers
bowlers.
Early.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. We'll take Club late.
Interesting.
I think late changes everything.
Yeah. The A games are much more interesting to me now that they're late.
It really will depend on the match before them, because some B matches have a lot of people who hook the ball.
A lot of them go straight down the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
Not going to be. It is.
Yeah. On the bottom left, Waste Management, Sons of Anarchy, Guns of Brighton, LOS. You were on LOS, so I guess you're still on LOS.
I can't change from that, yeah.
This is Thursday's only chance, so I'm going to stick with it. I'm sticking with it. So, do you guys know how many Thursday teams won this week? In total. I'm not counting your
A and B.
Your future win. A and B combined. Don't count buys.
How many matches were there?
I don't know. Probably 16.
That's a lot.
15. Three.
Two.
I think we got three. One of them being Guacaboli, who I got to play against a three-person.
Yeah, it was three.
Which is huge. And I believe we also had the Lesbolians.
Yes.
And
that's cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. And we also had someone else who I'm forgetting right now. Oh, Lion's Den.
Okay, yeah. I still like Lesbolians. It comes down to them or Ongi for me, especially on that side.
Well, when we get into
we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I know.
Are you still on LOS? Are you still on LOS?
Yeah, I'm on LOS.
I gotta stick with Guns of Brighton. This is you do have a pro bowler on your team. Kind of. Certainly being a borderline hot list 3 weeks in a row.
That's right. I mean, they have somebody who is married to a two-time MVP.
I can't say that. Neither can slow roll.
She's married to the 2011 Lion of Judah Lifetime Achievement Award.
Whoa! not so bad. And 2010 Bowl Portland champion.
Yes,
that's true. That's
in global,
she was one.
Did you pick anybody, Sticky?
What? LOS.
Oh my gosh!
Sorry, it's LOS.
If LOS makes it to the semis, I'm still counting that as a Thursday win. we got to go back to the roots.
Right.
So I really can't.
They're bringing us together.
I really can't lose this bracket.
They're the Wednesday team.
They're all so deep. It's hard not to count them out.
Even Garlic Jones crushing right now.
Yeah.
So they're
still can't qualify for doubles, but.
Well, that's McEnroe's fault.
He's asking if you can call in right now, by the way.
At any time. We're in the
top. I just want to know what he wants to say at this point.
Yeah,
like,
I'm more curious than anything else. Yeah. This seems like a pretty loaded... we're in a loaded bracket.
Yep.
Hungus. Beer, Oddballs, Sweep the Rack, and Guacaboli. Thursday! Are the teams left in this bracket. God damn. That's hard. But you had your shit night out of the way.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I feel like. We're already been killed, so, I don't think anything's going to impact us anymore. That's good. And now, we're the underdogs again and ruin somebody's season. Who knows? I mean, we're going back to the west side. We had three... Half of our team had their season worst game at once. Yeah, yeah.
Was that your season worst?
Yeah, my season worst, Gator's season worst, and Glory Hole's season worst, I think. Or close.
Wow.
So, yeah. Anyway.
But then your next
pretty loose now,
but
man.
But then
who cares?
You were way better, right? You were.
I got all the 138. It was look out. I crushed you, Couture.
That's plus 21. Yeah. That's plus 21 from the first game. That's nice.
I don't know. I think we got nothing to lose now. We're playing
with house money.
Free and easy. We did it.
I feel like I'm still on Sweep the Rack. I'm gonna hold on to that fucking prediction.
You're not gonna cheer for your own one of your Thursday hopes?
Yeah, I got Guacaboli.
I guess cheer for versus pick is a different scenario.
Yeah. I assure you, I would love to see Guacaboli.
You're picking Sweep, cheer for Guac.
Yeah, this is the late game, like you said. A lot of day to.
Yeah, that gives Guacaboli a lot of time to get ready for that match. they will take good advantage of that extra time.
They will.
Yeah, but I mean, they need that. Kind of brings it back to baseline.
Oh. It's a good time to remind people that these late games may start early. Be there. Be ready to go by 7:30.
Yeah. I like it. So who do you... So, Hungus, you got to pick yourself, I assume.
I'm taking us. After that, I mean... We were supposed to be dead already. So why not now?
Are you this year's team of destiny?
I think Bingus gets to claim that every year.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. This guy doesn't even know what that whole thing's about.
I'm always down for a side story.
This guy, I think, predicted them to win a title in the first year of the podcast, like 2015, and he called them the team of destiny. And then when they were bowling against PBA, we all chanted destiny.
It's a pretty wild chant while they beat
pros. And they beat the pros, and then General So did a backflip. They were on, like, ESPN.
Televised backflip on ESPN.
Yeah, I still remember Filthy McNasty's, that was when Beer was playing against some other team.
He was.
5-0. And it was like, Filthy McNasty, he is the only man to win both a Bull Portland and a Portland Ultimate title. And then he bowled.
That's right. That's Natro cool. Introduced free agency to Bull Portland.
They got Beer. Hang Block.
I will say a lot more people picked us in their brackets than should have, given the numbers.
Yeah.
No, I think that last game, you guys took off. I think that'll carry over to the next game. Yeah.
Oddballs. Number one seed in the whole league. So
yeah, it
doesn't matter.
Well, it'll take better bowling than you did last night.
Yeah. Yep. There's no question about it.
They would welcome those scores.
Well, and I've learned my lesson.
Those 257s and shit like that, I got.
I'm fairly certain this time I will not do the team cheer before practice. I think I got that now. I got that out of the way. I got all that. Yeah.
How have you rolled in the burn this season?
Pretty good.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll bike till late night.
Yeah. You guys got it. Fuck the oddballs.
On Tuesdays, you either bowl 5:30 on the old...
I've never bowled Burn West. Nobody has. Because West was 6:30.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you're bowling after...
Right. It was always one shift on the west side, but two shifts on the east side.
So, yeah, you never bowled after league, but you bowled after 2 hours, after 3 hours of regular bowling.
Right. Got it. All right.
I love it. The West is just so forgiving. Mm-hmm. You just got to turn the music up louder.
But you can.
Yep.
Because when you do, it's loud.
Yep.
Any guest DJs coming in this week?
Yes. We have Gabe FM on Tuesday.
There you go.
We have Max Turkey on Thursday.
I don't know if I know Max Turkey.
Mutton chop guy from the bowl pack.
You mean DJ Mom?
DJ Mom.
Yep. DJ Mom was the best DJ we had.
DJ Mom is doing the quarters and the semis.
Yes.
Nice. And then just last week I got a text and saying, hey, I know I haven't done any this year, but I did save the bowling ball if you still want me to do the finals, from Mozart.
Oh, boom. Mozart 2-1-2. Oh,
and,
man. We're going out strong.
Egg Roll asked me about it, and I was like, no, I just assume you're in the finals. So I said yes to Mozart. So you're going to be... Like, last year, I thought you were going to do the finals, and you made it.
Sons of Dan, you did make it to the finals.
And I also talked to Dan Capaldi last night, and he said that the band for Saturday is fucking killing it in rehearsal. We're going to have an incredible time.
Like, how big is that band? Like, how many folks do you think we have there?
I bet he's got 6 or 7. He said he got some different people than last year. He went with more jazzy guys around town, and there's going to be some recognizable stuff. He's like, it's not just Bossa Nova. He's like, we're going to do some samba. We're going to be all over the place. But it's going to be excellent. And he's really pumped. And so that means I'm really excited.
Yeah.
You got your outfit?
I'm ready. You got my outfit. Great. I got my fit. Do you have your outfit?
I do.
You have your outfit?
Do indeed.
Fisher Price, you have your outfit?
Oh!
Oh, boo! Fisher Price says you
already. I already booed her. You don't have to.
Well, that's pretty good. But what if the kids are in the finals?
We're prepared.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're prepared. We have every contingency plan in place.
There you go. Perfect.
Good deal. We have one more bracket in the A division. Skull, who took out Leisure Rolls, not by much. That was a pretty tight one. Playing Saucy Posse. Sorry. Yeah. Sharks and Strikes will play Legion of Boom. who were the number one seed out of Thursday.
Number two seed
up behind.
That's my favorite match of the whole thing because they're all they're all connected and married, and you know that's Shooter McGill. They got Sauce Boss. It's just it's all that's gonna be so good.
Is that not unlike a Sons of Anarchy Average Bros?
It's very similar
sort of
vibe.
All right, I get that one. Fisher Price gets that one too.
And that is I have no idea. That is the coin tossiest game of the tournament to me. I could go with either one of
coin tosses. That's the most
coin tossy.
I get it.
I like both of those teams. I think either of those teams can upset Saucy or School, I'm assuming, but I don't know. That's gonna be an awesome match. I wish where are they bowling?
I'm 15-16.
Oh, so I won't even see it. I'm a 1-2.
Is that a late match?
Yeah, they're all late.
Oh, right, because A is late.
All late.
Hmm.
I will never guess against Saucy Posse and
fair enough.
Getting the semis.
Oh yeah,
yeah for sure.
Yeah,
listening to this right now.
I'm taking Legion of Boom to make the semis.
Wow. Tell me why. Who's the X factor on Legion?
It's late.
Yeah.
So if there's any sort of issues with the lanes, it's not impacting three of their bowlers. Yeah. And if the lanes are still nice and clean, they've got Keebler Elf who can bowl with anybody on the other team, and then the street bowlers are going to be fine.
Yeah.
I just think they're it's all the candlepin guys, and just like Sparks. I don't know. I think on Alcatraz, I got Legion of Boom in the semis.
And that's what we're saying too. As far as the candlepin guys go, they always find a way.
Candlepin, and Keyboard Elf and C-Span.
Yeah, it's hard to go against them on late.
They're fucking competitive. They really want to win, but they have a good time together. There's a special team to me. I like those guys. Sharks are great though, and the Sharks are overdue. Sharks should have won a title already, you know. So who knows? But I just, that's why it's a coin toss. But if Legion of Boom gets past that, I got him beating Saucy. All
right. Pick one team. Who's lifting the trophy? I have Saucy over Bayside Tigers.
Fair enough. It's pretty chalky.
Same. Yeah, that was my pick last week. So
numbers-wise, it's hard to go against those two teams. I'd love to see an upstart team make a run, but I think that that late battle with Sharks, that Sharks will probably, I think Sharks will come away with it, but I think Saucy's just too much in the end.
Yeah. Well, my bracket said LOS over Legion of Boom. I'm gonna stick with that.
There you go. I would love to see LOS.
Yeah.
Do that. That would be so awesome.
It's my heart pick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Made me,
and like I said,
and to someone relatively new to BOPO, that is such a funny thing to hear because
totally
LOS being the fan favorite heart pick is a long road from where they started, and it's great. They really have become that. But that's not where they started.
No, it is not where they started. I would agree with that. But yeah, they're fan favorites now. Garlic Jones fans.
Yep.
You pick that guy up and the people come.
Great signing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it's hard to go against the guy that's playing Washington
former
games.
Former Bear guy.
he broke into the league with Bear, right?
Yeah.
How many seasons with you?
Two.
Wow.
Two. I think two with us.
And then the big leagues came to call him?
Yeah. Thanks, Cheese.
Yeah.
That is so great.
So should have seen his cover letter to LOS, though.
I still love when they won, when he opened his acceptance speech with walking back in time 400 years and took us on a little journey all the way to where we were. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, could he become the Mike Page of BOPO?
He's not transient enough.
Okay. Fair enough.
Right, so I don't think so.
Good point.
Is there a designated champion in draft league though? Is there someone that like always?
I never know who won.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be fun to win one.
Yeah,
I haven't done it myself.
I don't even know who won this year.
I don't either. I could not.
And he's not. Oh shit! Right, speak up about it.
We all knew.
We say that.
Remind.
So who was the whole roster?
For draft?
Yeah.
Maybe it's why I'm an LOS guy so much, but in order of picks, I took Mama D in the first round.
Yeah.
That's somebody that I knew from before this building.
She's won all the draft leagues.
And recognized before this building.
It's a smart pick.
Yeah. I took Phil Frames in round two.
Okay.
Now we know why.
Yeah. And then after that, it was Pale.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I got Pale in the third round. I felt really good about that.
And then this is actually
a funny story because I had to work that day before the draft, and I like wanted to take a bunch of time to go through that and go through all the people in the draft and like who do I recognize, who do I want to draft, and then I forgot I was working that day and I took an edible at like 12:30 and
at work.
No, I worked at 3.
Don't say that. Your boss is right here.
And then I got upstairs to the draft, and I was really excited about it. And then I just like was looking around the room so much that I couldn't remember. Like, I wasn't scratching off who was taken already. And then it would get around to me. And, like, he probably has to remember this. Like, Hungus has to remember this because I was just, like, freaking out. I was like, oh, I thought that person was a taken. And then I just go over to his piece of paper that has, like, actually everyone that's scrawled on. And I'm like, wait, Sauce Boss is still there. And I got Sauce Boss in the fourth round.
Yep.
And jeez. I just, like, I couldn't fucking believe it.
Yeah.
And then it comes back around. I have one more pick. I need a girl.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of options. And I just went straight off the number sheet. I went Gem. And I lucked out because, like, great team person.
Yeah.
Also, bold. 40 over our average the last 6 weeks of the league.
That's awesome.
Like,
oh, my God.
And, like, at that point, it was just, like, you know, that roster of people, like, you know, even if I never bowl another draft, I could never bowl another draft league again and be 100% happy with my draft league.
But you will with that exact
I will strategy. With that roster, and I, you know, I feel really confident about it going back in the fall.
Well, what I would say about draft league is if you win it, it's like a memory forever, and it's fantastic, and everybody wants to win it, and it's a major, and but no one outside of your team remembers it, but it doesn't really matter. Like, it's just like such a cool, special thing. And I've gotten to the point where I really, I mean, honestly, before this season, I was about ready to give up on beer. I was going to blow it up. And then, like, because Draft League is so much more fun to me lately than BoCo. This year's beer team, like, turned things around. But Draft League's great. Draft League is really, really great. And the mix that everybody together, like, this, the Tuesday and Thursday being separate, the A and B being separate, is what you got to do with a league this size. But drafts. Just amazing. So sweet. But no one will ever remember when you won. You just remember for yourself.
I'll remember. Yeah, you remember for yourself. Like, for me, it's like in my 11.
You six will always be.
Yeah, exactly.
In my 11 years of like doing bowling as like an activity outside of just going for fun every now and then, it's the most fun I've ever had. And I love my kids' team so much. But like that run, especially the last 6 weeks of the season, was just like, there's nothing like it I've ever bowled.
That's
in
awesome,
anything.
Man.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right, quick break, and then we have to look at B. Lots of action going on in B.
Or in action, depending on who you are.
Yeah. Welcome back to Rooftop Sessions, the occasional podcast about Bowl Portland. Let's go directly to the phones. Hi there. Welcome to Rooftop Sessions. Who do we got?
Hey, listen, first time, long time. John McEnroe here. How we doing, Farmer?
We are doing great. What's good in your life, John McEnroe? All right, well, let's hear it.
I know you guys were doing your predictions for the B League earlier last week or this week, and couldn't help but notice that my captain, you know, the guy I looked up to, picked us to basically said, if I remember right, we don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
So ouch.
You guys should not even be there, and I'm going to pick every other team instead of us to win. And that's the way I heard it.
That sounds like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sticky, do you care to respond a little bit to this?
I was just going by the stats, man. That's all. I got all the faith in John, but not me.
Real quant.
Real quant. Yeah, wow. Wow.
I mean, it just sounds like a guy that's standing up for his boy.
I just want to take the pressure off the team and have them not focus on winning and everything and just some teamwork and just having fun, taking some shots.
It sounds like it's backfired a little bit for you.
Yeah. So John McEnroe, how far do you think Bear can go this year?
Well, I'm hoping to win my bracket, so I think we're going the whole way.
Who do you see yourself beating in the finals?
Oh, well, we got to beat team of the year. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's what I'm looking forward to most. I know Ben's scared of it and doesn't want to think that we can make it all the way there. Scared of them, but as the self-appointed co-captain of this team, moving forward,
power bottom.
We can make it there.
Power bottom. I think your phone's breaking up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Johnny. Thanks for calling.
Next caller.
Wow, that's one way to start
salty.
The D predictions. Yeah, salty. Yeah, maybe we should change his name. Let's look at his B bracket, though. He thinks they're going all the way. Well, let's figure it out. The top left, Brooklyn Hookers play the Big Daddies, who took out the Pin Assassins.
By one.
Oh, wow.
Close match.
And team of the year will take on the winner of the Kids and the Bowling Stones. That's a team of the year bracket, I think. Eh, Brooklyn Hookers are good, though.
They're not that good. They've slipped.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Holy fuck, dude. Wow.
Tell me more.
Immediately. Yeah. I must know.
Yeah, use more words. Tell me more.
Well, Squatch survived a near-death experience for them this year. He did have probably one of the more exciting moments of the season.
What in the world are you
talking about? I was in the middle of a game, and I don't know if it was quick, because it's Carl Fungus. But at some point, I noticed the music had stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up to the soundboard, and I saw Hot Gravy and Slow Roll just standing there, and they had turned off the music. I was like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, I think Squatch is dead. I was like, well, you still have the music on. And then Hot Gravy's like,
Squatch, no, we wanted it this way.
Seriously, I think he's dead. Like, this is a real situation on this. And I was like, well, the last thing you want is everybody to stop bowling and go over there. Turn the music back on. So I turned the music on, found out what had happened. Squatch had gotten a strike. We got another caller.
Who do we got? Oh, my gosh.
We got Dr. Thunder on the line.
Oh, no.
You got anything to say, Thunder? I don't even know if this works. Oh, he hung up. Well, let's get back to that Squatch story.
Yeah.
Alley Cat jumps on him after a strike. Alley Cat.
Okay.
Just hanging out. Not on the same team.
Yeah.
And he falls backwards, and his back of his head / neck hit the bench.
Oh.
Knocks him out. Total unconsciousness in the middle of the game between Team of the Year and the Brooklyn Hookers.
How has this not been like well, big news?
You don't want to publicize that really too much. Maybe now the season's over.
Yeah.
But
podcasts are fine.
Anyway, we got the music back on. And
most importantly, yeah. We got the music back on.
We finished our game. It turns out he was all right. You know, like after maybe half an hour, they got him.
They
got him out of there, and everybody survived.
But telling anybody about like any crazy experiences he had in that half hour?
I don't know, but maybe this is what you're getting at with them falling off, like his near death experience.
I didn't say that. Sticky said they slipped a bit.
Yeah, well, was he lying?
Yeah, they're just all right.
Oh. There you go. You get him on there.
Speaker. Oh, all right. Back to the phones.
Hey, Thunder.
We got another phone call.
What's up, dude? Sorry, some dead spot in my house.
Hey, Doc, do you have power back?
Oh, yeah. Got it back at, noon today.
Nice. Hey.
Yeah. So pretty well.
Hey, I hear you've been talking some mad shit to OC about their about tanking the loss to beer last night.
Not me.
Not me. Are you sure?
Dude, they almost jumped off a bridge. Sean was like, "Well, fuck you now. I'm not gonna do lunch." He was like, "I got hot there. I was ready to fucking kill you." I didn't have great reception last night, so I texted them last night. I was like, "Hey, congratulations on your loss, idiots." I walk into Lane's today, and number one is at the front desk. He doesn't see me coming. I'm like, "Hey, what's up, loser?" He turns around. He's like, "Fuck you, you fucking bastard." He's like, "We have Charlie on fucking suicide watch. Charlie was sitting facing in the other direction, not even watching the game anymore. It was like classic 2012 Charlie. You're like, we had to let them win or the guy would have fucking killed himself and fired us." But after I was just cheating on these two, number one was like, "I'm gonna fucking call him next week now, you fuckhead, and fuck everything up for Charlie. He'll be having to work the bar while he fucking plays this game. If this is how it's gonna be," I was like, "Look, losers, I wasn't even there." Fucking guys, can't take a loss.
Doc, if only you had seen how many times they should have won.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, I do not know how they snatch defeat from the jaws of victory so effectively.
Well, that was the text in Charlie. He's like, "Shoulda, coulda, woulda. It should have been fucking 9-1, fucking 8-2, easy fucking work."
Yeah, they had us.
He's like, "What do we care? We got nothing to prove. We beat beer in 1,000 finals. We've got two banners that are fucking rotting away and dusted as fucking hell." But no, I love those guys. I didn't even know number one worked at the Lanes.
Hey, Doc, who do you think's winning Bull Portland's year?
I don't know.
Come on.
All I know, the Lady Cocks are going to win because the Lady Cocks are long, lean, and deep.
Yeah, they took care of business tonight. They're in the final on Sunday, right?
Bull Portland, if I had to pick a winner right now, I'd say Bjorn. Wow.
Is that because you're on the team?
I'm not on the team. I'm a taxi squad guy.
Yeah.
Although we do need an ego to get in a fucking car wreck. So Doc can get in there. We can't be having 111s. Although I heard Hungus went 118 last night.
117. Don't build me up.
Hungus, what was Hungus's low last night?
117.
Dude, that's not bad. I went 107 in my first playoff. Fucking blew a chance to play Hungus in the quarters.
That's true.
Because those fucking idiots, Drama and what's his name?
Moose Knuckles?
Yeah, Moose Knuckles.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that story.
He almost got knuckled up by the sheriff. If it's not beer, it will be. You were talking GOB.
There you go.
Hell you go. There you go. Thursday, baby.
I hear that fake A team's gonna win B team of the year, although Squatch or Squatch, whichever it is, he said they're gonna fucking clap them off.
Which one?
Your wife's team.
Toady?
Team of the year.
Are they TOTY? Is that who they are?
Yeah.
I don't know what those acronyms mean. I've only got a team of the year, captain of the year, PhD in snack, all that type of shit. Zach, is the ass to mouth in there?
I'm right here, baby. What's going on?
I want to give Tim Mulkey ass to mouth. That fucking LSU's head coach who rubs my fucking engine.
Alright, hey Doc.
He's gone. Let's break down that beat.
Holy cow. Oh my god.
Alright.
What do we got?
Go Tigers.
It looks like we got team of the year there. Alright, so we have Whoop, Lions Den, Strikes on Tap, and Bull Trolls in the bottom left.
Strikes on Tap, Bull Trolls is a finals rematch. That was one of those.
This is my Thursday pick. This is my Lions Den. Bottom left is Thursday domain. Guns of Light in the A, Lions Den in the B.
But then Wump has Fast Eddie. I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Any four of those could win.
If I go back to my bracket, I think I had
I bet you didn't.
I think I had the Poultry Association getting out of
that. Poultry. Speaking of poultry, Bottom Bread, we were not. Was that the name we didn't know?
Yeah, Bottom Bread.
Yeah, we were not convinced of lady or dude, confirmed lady.
And gagging on balls?
Gagging on balls, confirmed dude.
Four and four.
Wow,
4 and 4.
Yeah. Take that, Nesquik.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. This is our chance for Thursday.
Yeah.
B.
Lion's Den. Those are your guys.
Lion's Den.
You're a big Wadsworth fan.
Waddy.
Oi. All right, we'll do that one more time. This time you got to join us. Waddy. Oi. There we go. That's better. All right. Upper right. Bear playing Minds in the Gutter. Incredible is playing Young in the Bold too.
I think that was the biggest upset of the first round. Minds in the Gutter over Party Mix.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Party Mix.
There weren't a lot of big upsets.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Thursday team.
Yeah. Like I said.
And
three fucking wins.
We'll also say Bowl Pack Incredibles is one of the best playoff games I've seen ever. In Bobo, because
did something crazy happen like at the 10th frame, third game?
Yeah. It was crazy, the whole battle to get to the bowl off. I mean, it was back and forth to get to the bowl off. Crazy turns and it was wild. Like, there was a stretch where I think Sweet Baby Lou had the chance to knock him out,
I think,
and he rolled like a 1-7 or something. Yeah, he had the chance to bury them, and then he like rolled like a 1 and a 3 or so, whatever it was. It was like he needed something, not much, to get. So it went to a bowl off, but then he got the chance for redemption in the bowl off and got the spare to win it in the 10th frame. But the more exciting part is Danger Zach from the Bowl Pack.
Danger Zach.
He goes up. It's a back and forth game. 9th frame, he rolls a 4-6 split, and then I was filming this for Facebook Live, and you see all the Bullpack people just hugging each other, like, good season, good season. And he picked up the 4-6 split, which I've never seen done before.
Oh, and
forced the 10th frame, and then Sweet Baby Lou got his sort of vindication and got the spare to win. And one of the best bowl-offs, best... It was just an incredible game, and everybody was there for that because it was the last game going. And great, great game. Now, who do they play next?
Young and the Bold too.
Oh, well, it was great.
They'll always have. They'll always have April 7th.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I have Young and the Bold too coming out of this one. Over you, the sticky. That I assume. Well, apparently you're not picking yourself.
But yeah. I'm a stats guy.
Yeah. Young and the Bold. Yeah. We might have an all Thursday B final. Love the Young and the Bold over Lumsden. But boy, this bottom right's gonna have something to say about it. These are four. How did these guys all end up in the same bracket? Ongi playing No Idea, Wrecking Balls playing Lesbolians.
That's real tough.
Wow. That sucks.
I don't think Ongi's gonna have any trouble with No Idea.
I don't think so either.
But the Wrecking Ball Lesbolians game is going to be amazing. And shout out to Xander Roll. Because in game one of that match,
Roll's like an OG.
He had like a 130 game one. And in game two, he went spare, 8-bagger. Game three. To like lock it up.
Damn.
It was nuts.
8-bagger.
Better game than I've had all year. Just like. Easy.
Those guys just keep
super
going.
Easy.
Like, they start off kind of shitty.
Yeah.
We thought we had them.
Yeah.
And then they just
get better and better.
Biscuit Wheels
kept them going. And then
Xander
Roll crushed.
Yeah,
Swanee had some decent games. But this is the Lesbolians are built for a run this year.
Yeah.
Look,
I
don't know.
That's
the game of the night for me. I love that match.
You will be on lanes 3 and 4. Tuesday at 5:30.
So I'll be watching that. I'll be right there watching that.
What lanes are you on?
1 and 2 late.
One and
so
two
I'll be
late.
Over
so
in
who's
there
before
anyway.
You?
I have no clue, man.
Well, let's find out. Oh, the Brooklyn Hookers and the Big Daddies will
Ooh,
be.
That's where Squatch got knocked
we'll be,
out too.
We'll be burning up your lanes.
1 and 2. It's going to be like back facing that GSD.
Oh, they're going to take this one off the board in Vegas. Oh, boy. Who's Big Daddy's? I don't know who those guys
are. Joe Hyo.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of other people, I don't know.
I made a, you know, and there was...
Does that answer your question?
No, not really, but, you know, thank you. Yeah. Shout out to Joe Hyo.
Joe Hyo. Joe Hyo's the man. I'll put that out there. Obviously, a new guy, like, you know, a lot of the times there's new guys, they don't get put over or whatever, but, like, Joe Hyo's a solid dude. He's got a lot of cool bowlers on his team, and, you know, reminds me of my team in year one.
Five in a row when I was watching them yesterday.
He popped off in one of the games yesterday.
Five in a row, TDYOB, parlance would be the love boat.
But he'd had a love boat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Eight is Ocho. We don't have anything beyond eight because we are TDYOB.
Yeah.
And eight seems like a lot in a row. So anyone want to change their B champion predictions?
I'm sticking with the winner of Les Bolian Zongi.
Wow. All right.
I don't know what to make of that specific match, but I know that whoever wins that one.
What'd you put in your bracket?
I didn't get to make one because I was at USM all day. I almost had Yoden make one for me, but I...
What'd you pick in your bracket? Did you bet on it?
I did, yeah. I put us first team of the year, and I put team of the year on it. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, I want the Thursday final. I want the Lions Den, Young and the Bold.
Look at jailbait.
Young and the Bold.
This is a great guest to have.
Young and the Bold.
What better of a guest to have?
Taking it. I love the fact that Rubbies showed to say hello and disappeared and never made it back.
Excuse me.
I'll be right up.
Up until, as far as my knowledge goes, up until like 6 weeks ago, he was the youngest ever Bull Portland Boulder. Up until
Speedy McSpeederson hit the lanes.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to beat eight. I hope that does not happen.
Bass, who do you have? Who do you have winning B?
Les Bolian Zongi winner.
Pick one. It's your last chance.
Les Bolian.
Wow. All the lights?
Yeah.
That would make a lot of people happy.
They're on fire.
They got to have a year. Everyone's eventually going to have their time, right?
Yeah.
They're awesome.
If anyone has to play Les Bolians in the final.
Yeah,
no matter who you are,
no fan support.
Zero fan support. It'll be 100-0. Aside the Hungus rooting for his wife, kinda. You know, he turns around and be like, "Yeah, great job, buddy." But you know, he would love to see the Les. It would be amazing if the Les Bowlings pulled it off.
Yeah.
And we have the bowling ball April 13th.
Yeah.
And word on the street, the band is
feeling it. They're fired up. He's got a killer group of local musicians. They're going to be doing bossa nova, samba, a lot of stuff. They're feeling it. I can't wait, man. This is what we do all year. Just build up to this one bowling party. There'll be a few teams in the finals, and great for them, and they'll have a great time. But everybody else is going to have a pretty fucking great time, too. Everybody else will have a better time than anybody except the winners. I mean, you'll probably have a better time than the teams that lose the finals.
I would venture to say I have a better time than even the people that win the finals.
You might.
I mean,
I think you do.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. Every time. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we'll have doubles finals that day too. So yep. Two more losers.
We're Sticky and I didn't quite make the cut.
We're close.
Yeah, still time.
Yeah. Cool. Are you still in the cut?
Yeah, barely.
What are you, seventh?
We are tied for seventh. But we knocked out three teams by one pin.
Yeah.
And
I was watching. If someone gets ahead of you, do you guys do a one ball bowl off to see who?
No, if we're playing for the last spot, it'll be a Scotch doubles game.
Scotch, is that when you have to bowl?
Alternate shot.
So if you keep missing your strike ball, your partner's just shooting spares all day?
Yes. It's tied. Just to see if we're both in, and it's just to see who's seventh or eighth, it'll be a two-ball bowl off. Each player will get one.
Ninth and tenth frame type
thing? Yeah. Well, no. It'll be like the way they're doing the PBA league right now, which is they don't accumulate. Like, your strike's 10, you know, that's it. It doesn't matter what the other guy got. Just, you can get 20 pins or 19 or 18.
Kind of like that.
But on Wednesday, I was working desk, and Trash Island and Serrano came in to bowl doubles, and I was watching the score from the desk, like, here we go, we're going to get knocked out. And they were just cruising along. Serrano, who was clean for 29 frames, and had done the math, he needed a spare in the 10th to knock us out. He had the 4-7, and he chopped it for an 11-87 to lose by 3 pins. So they came back, bought another game, sucked for 3. But then they came back, like, whatever, we've been here a while, let's just try again. So they did 3 more games.
So they bowled 9 games?
9 games. And then that one...
That's a lot.
Trash Island was just tearing it up in game 3, and he had a turkey, and then he had a 9 spare, and then he guttered off the spare. But then he got this... He get gutter spare.
All right, everyone loves a strike spare.
Got another, like, 4 bagger. So, like, stay... He was just doing great. Keep him alive. So then it went back to Serrano, who had a strike in the 9th. Strike in the 10th would knock us out. Didn't get it. Got another 11-87. So 2 11-87s.
Oh,
Jerk and I are still... Shit. We're still hanging in there.
Wait. How many times did you put money in for doubles?
But I don't expect to be in it.
All right, let's bring it in.
Wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. Hell
Go
yeah.
To the bowling ball. If your team has nobody show up at the bowling ball, you might find yourselves without a roster spot next year because I got to shrink this league anyway.
I'd kill my team if they didn't
Whoa.
Show up.
Yeah,
don't. Shots fired. Shots fired.
We're going to have a guest book.
Yeah.
Cheers, Roll Bork.